Little Lord Robert hopped to his feet a bit, so upset he dropped his doll. "You can't hurt us," he screamed. "No one can hurt us here. Tell him, Mother, tell him he can't hurt us here." The boy began to twitch. "The area is impregnable," Lysa Aaron declared calmly. She drew her son close, holding him safe in the circle of her plump white arms. "The imp is trying to frighten us, sweet baby. The Lannisters are all liars. No one will hurt my sweet boy." The hell of it was, she was no doubt right, having seen what it took to get here. Tyrion could well imagine how it would be for a knight trying to fight his way up in armor while stones and arrows poured down from above and enemies contested with him for every step. Nightmare did not begin to describe it. Small wonder the area had never been taken. Still, Tyrion had been unable to silence himself. "Not impregnable," he said, "merely inconvenient." Lord Robert pointed down, his hand trembling. "You're a liar! Mother, I want to see him fly!" The two guardsmen in sky-blue cloaks seized Tyrion by the arms, lifting him off the floor. The guards only know what might have happened then, were it not for Catelyn Stark. "Sister," she called out from where she stood below the thrones, "I beg you to remember, this man is my prisoner. I will not have him harmed."